Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While robots perform many tasks in modern society, they have yet to take the shape of robots of popular imagination. Anna Balez, professor of chemical and petroleum engineering at the University of Pittsburgh, explains the development of a new material poised to bridge the gap between science and fiction.
When we press on something, our skin takes that touch as a mechanical impact and translates it into a chemical signal. There are few synthetic materials that can produce a chemical signal in response to mechanical stimuli and thus act as an effective artificial skin. Through mathematical modeling, my research group and I predicted that polymer gels undergoing a specific chemical reaction, known as the Balazov-Zabotinsky reaction, or BZ for short, could potentially be driven to send out a chemical signal when pressed. To us, these materials seemed ideal. That's because the BZ reaction can drive the gel to expand and contract rhythmically. While in a petri dish, the gel literally pulsates like a heart. Under certain conditions, however, the gels do not move or oscillate. We wondered if a mechanical stimulus could be used to resuscitate the BZ gel heart. Team members Kristen Van Vliet and Irene Chen from MIT performed experiments showing that by applying a critical pressure to the sample, the non-pulsating BZ gels could indeed be resuscitated. To illustrate this, we cut three separate BZ gel pieces, which resembled a smile and two eyes. Initially, these pieces did not pulsate, but when pressed, the smile not only oscillated, but sent out a chemical signal indicating that it had been touched, which allowed the nearby eyes to oscillate and appear to blink. These mechanically activated, chemically reactive gels can be used to design touch-sensitive sensors. Ultimately, they could form a layer of skin for robotics applications, allowing robots to feel mechanical pressure in a way that mimics the human sense of touch.
That was Anna Balez of the University of Pittsburgh. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.